This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hulu, presenting Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. From the backboard to the front office, Legacy captures the remarkable rise and unprecedented success of one of the most iconic franchises in professional sports. Featuring new revealing interviews from players, coaches, and execs, this 10-part documentary series chronicles this extraordinary story from the inside. Watch Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers now, only on Hulu.
What up, though, Ball Hawk Show?
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Yes, we back, man. We back. I didn't even realize I took a bye week. Did I? No, I dropped episodes last week, didn't I? Yeah, yeah. I didn't do a preview and a recap. Okay, I'm not tripping. But it has been a minute. Well, I guess it's been about a week since I have done a podcast. So, yeah. But we back, man. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Ahmad Hawkins. Thank you for taking time out your day to listen to the latest episode from the show. I don't got my computer in front of me. I'm just recording with my mixer. Shout out to Rode. The Rode mixer definitely comes in handy. I think this is episode 917. It ain't 920, I know that. Somewhere around there. But appreciate everybody that's been on the ride. I just messed that up. I'm not editing that out. You know what I mean. But we're going to jump into it. Don't have a lot of time, but I don't want to make it seem like it's a rush podcast. I definitely want to hit all the bullet points and importance of Notre Dame and what we need to look for. Very good football team. Had 2 weeks to watch them on film. I'm definitely impressed by them, offensively and defensively. But their defensive front, yeah, they can play some football. They can definitely play some football. But before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance need, home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Aber, service in the state of Virginia for over 20 years and been a proud sponsor of the Ball Hawk Show podcast since its inception. Yeah, they've been around for all 900 plus episodes. They have been around. So salute to Aber Insurance. Also salute to the Player Zone as well. Check out their Men's League 3-on-3. It streams live on Twitter and Facebook. Just search the Player Zone. Follow them, and you can watch those games. And I'll be emceeing probably the championship. I don't know if I'll be there for the playoff games, but definitely the championship game and the All-Star game. I'll be emceeing those games. And also the Charlottesville Gladiators, the ABA team. That's Sean Singletary is their head coach. The Charlottesville Gladiators, the ABA team, have their first home game this Saturday afternoon at Monticello High School. I believe it begins at 2 p.m. or maybe 3 p.m. But, yeah, if you in Charlottesville and you got the time, well, make time and support Sean Singletary and the Charlottesville Gladiators, ABA basketball team. So you know what it is, man. Playing Notre Dame, I had to get some music from the state of Indiana. Had to get to the nitty gritty. Who are some of the, it's a lot of top artists from Indiana, don't get me wrong. But I just pulled three, you know. So this is how we're going to start the podcast off. Let's go ahead and set the tone. I know that scared you, right? That's pretty loud, but we're going to, well, it might not be loud to you. Little Guns N' Roses accent right here. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. Uh-huh. We got everything you want. How do we know the names? We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you've got the money, honey, we got your disease. Jungle, welcome to the jungle. Sha na 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 na.
I wanna watch you flee.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. We're taking day by day.
Day by day. Welcome. Yeah, then you know who, of course, came from Gary in the end that had to put in a rotation. Let's go.
She's a dancing machine.
Ooh, baby. Uh-huh. Get the whole group, all five.
Automatic, systematic.
Systematic.
Full of color, self-contained.
Yeah.
Tune and channel to your vibes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, go. Yeah.
She's such a sexy lady, filled with space age design.
She's moving, she's grooving, dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rhythmic, acrobatic.
Take you back.
She's a dynamite attraction. At the top of a coin, she goes live. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. She's super bad now.
Super bad. There we go. We had to get the Jackson 5 in there. And I got one more artist. You know, I mean, he just writes songs for any and everybody. You might know him as a dude that got the face of a baby. Name Babyface. Slow it down a little bit. Crack open a pack of cards. Play some spades, some big whiz or something. You know, fire up the grill. Sit back. Yeah. Let's go. Slow it down for y'all. That whoop appeal right here. Let's go, Babyface. Let's go.
Somebody told me that the trouble.
Can you imagine a football team warming up to this?
Cause we never talk a lot when we spend time alone. So how are we supposed to know?
Trying to get hype before a game.
Something is wrong.
Hitting each other and stuff. And this come on. This is something Petty Hawk could do to him. What are we going to do?
No one does it like me. I know what's up.
Break it down for him. Keep on.
Keep on whipping on.
Ow.
Work it on me.
Sing it, Babyface.
With all your sweet, sweet love on me.
All right, that's it, that's it. That's all right. That's it. That's it. You got to get into your R&B voice when you got that whip a pill playing. That was Babyface. Whip a pill. All right, man. If this is your first time listening to the Ball Show podcast, I like to set the mood, set the tone, preview the teams, preview music. Shout out to OG Jackson for giving me this idea of, you know, playing music from the city or state that the team is coming from. So, yeah, there you go. So, yes, you are tuned into a sports podcast, but we implement music here because music is a great vehicle. It's a great tool, you know, since before the start of time, you know, so that's what we do. So we're going to preview Notre Dame versus UVA taking place 7:30 at Scott Stadium. UVA comes into the game 6-3, 4-2 in the ACC. Notre Dame is 8-1. Mendenhall, for his career, is 0-4 versus Notre Dame. Kelly is 1-0 all time versus UVA. Look at the team comparisons. Scoring, UVA averages 38.9 points a game. Notre Dame averages 32.8. Rushing yards, UVA actually averages more rushing yards a game than Notre Dame. Yeah. Yeah. 144.2 to 133.0. They have more rushing attempts than we do. 325 rushing attempts for 3.7 yards per rush. We have 267 rushing attempts for 5 yards per rush. We have more rushing touchdowns than they do as a team, 17 to 15. Passing yards is a no-brainer here. 3,609 passing yards as a team for the Cavaliers. 2,346 passing yards for Notre Dame. This is another team that comes into the game versus the Cavaliers that has more rushing attempts than passing attempts. They have 298 passing attempts, 325 rushing attempts. On the flip side, fans, I hate to tell you this, we give up 200 yards rushing a game on average. That's our new average, if I'm not mistaken. I'm a double check right now. I mean, that's what the nut. Hey, brother, as Hulk Hogan say, hey, brother. Opponents are averaging 219 yards rushing a game versus the Cavaliers this year. 219. I'm just repeating it. Folks only averaging 247 yards passing versus us. Today, everybody love numbers, right? That's all I was doing. Because they only give up 231 yards passing a game. We give up 247. So that's good, right? But we give up 219 rushing. Like, we got to stop the dang on rush. They got good running backs too. Yeah. Yards per game, we lead the NCAA. 545.2 yards a game that our offense achieves. That means every defense we've been up against, their defensive coordinators should, at least after that game, everybody should be saying they need to be fired. No, I'm just joking. That was just a shot at that. I was okay. Petty Hall came out right there. Petty Hall came out. Okay, sorry. He shouldn't come out on preview. Sorry. Notre Dame is giving up 393.7 yards per game. All right, let's go to Notre Dame. My assessment of Notre Dame. They top 10 for a reason. The defense is very good. Like, I really like their defense. Now, I don't know if their top flight safety is playing or not. But regardless, they got a real good team. The running back is good. Well, both of them, actually. Kyren Williams and Chris Tyree, both guys, when they get in space, they could get it going. Kyren Williams has been getting it going the last three games. Before then, you know, he was pretty decent. But he's been explosive the last, like, they like versus North Carolina. Yeah. Yeah. They rode that horse. Speaking of horses, sidetrack. Yes, I did go to Coach Bronco Mendenhall property land, whatever you want to call it, and got on the horse. I faced my fears, and I got on the horses, people. If you listen to the Coach's Corner, you heard that I got on the horse. And, yeah. And in honor of Coach Mendenhall opening up his land and allowing me to ride, you know, he got me listening to this Johnny Cash now, you know what I'm saying? Riders in the Sky. I'm listening to a lot of Johnny Cash, man. And he told me, make sure I listen to this song right here.
Cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
I'm a cowboy now, y'all know that. So when Calf Man come out, I won't get nervous around a horse no more. Yeah, shout out to Coach Bronco.
When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw.
Let them boys know, Johnny.
Ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
Okay, that's enough, that's enough. I'll talk more about the horse riding in the recap and periodically. But, yeah, man, Coach Bronco, yo, man, I've been soft this whole time, scared of horses. Unless he just was a great teacher, just made it easier, and his horses were just, you know, trained right. But, yeah, man, I enjoy riding the horses. I'm definitely, you know, going back when you know, time permits. But, yeah, man, Notre Dame, very good defense. Just some numbers on them. They're eighth in the nation in interceptions. 17th in the nations. In the nation in turnovers gained, 25th in the nation in sacks. And I already talked about they only give up 231 yards passing a game. So, very formidable opponent. And I read those stats off because, I mean, you know what we do. We throw the football and a lot. Now, the elephant in the room, people like Ball Hawk, is Brendan going to play? I don't know. I really don't know. They Fort Knox, and I'll be transparent. Y'all know me. I don't let the cat out of the bag. I allow the coaches, the training staff, and the media relations department to provide the information that they want to provide. I'm not a hot take guy. Like, I'm not a breaking news guy. Unless they send me something and say, yo, you can share this and be the first to discuss it. Yeah, but I'm never going to use my player privilege and access that I'm gained because I was a former player and a trust to take that and run with it and be like, oh, I got the scoop. So-and-so's playing, so-and-so's not playing. So, yeah, I know that pisses a lot of folks off. You know, they feel like I won't ask the hard questions or I take it easy on coach and this and that. But I like I told you guys from the jump, and it's your first time listening, I value relationships more than anything. And I will always allow the individual to provide the information that they want to provide about themselves and that they want to release. I'm not a hot take guy. That's never been me. I share stories. I break down film. That's just what I do. I respectfully. So going back to Notre Dame versus them, they could get pressure with three guys. They could get pressure with four. They could get pressure with five. They rarely send more than five guys. Not the burger joint, but they rarely send more than five guys. They're very patient on offense. They take what the defense gives them. They do have a little two quarterback system in which they will use number 17, Jay Conn, and then Tyler Buckner would come in. Tyler seems like he's the more mobile guy. Like, in his brain, he'll take off. Not saying that the starter can't, because he will, but he would get to the ground if you get close to him. He'll slide. While the other guy that I was saying, Tyler, will run. Like, he's going to run. And they will allow him to throw as well, so they want you to prepare for two different type of schemes and mentality as far as what they do with each quarterback. But let's just call a spade a spade. It don't matter who we playing, don't matter who's at quarterback, no pun intended. Our defense has to execute consistently a lot better. Like, yes, we get stops here and there, But now we got to take the next step of generating those turnovers. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I always harp back when we play Louisville, when we play Miami. You know, you still get those stops that people don't really pay attention to that made a difference. Like, if you turn the ball over and you limit the opposing team to just 3 points, that's still a win. Even though folks are saying we can't stop anybody. When you really break it down, like, that's a win, because when your offense turns the ball over, you want to make sure they don't get that seven. If you can limit them three, even though they got into your territory, then that's a win, because it's still, you know, if our defense generates a turnover and our offense only scored three, we like, damn, we missed the opportunity, because people are saying, when is our defense going to get another stop? So I would just say we got to eliminate those 4 to 5 plays that Bronco always alludes to that makes a difference between a win and a loss. Because on the surface, all we're looking at is, first of all, we look at yards. That's just human nature. You look at numbers. How many yards did the opposing offense score? What was the third down percentage from the opposing offense? How many turnovers did we cause? And, of course, the score. Like, you look at the score, the yards, because you try to have a correlation. Like, if a team scores a lot of points, then you're going to look at the yards. Now, if a team score a lot of points and they don't have a lot of yards, then you're going to look at the offense, be like, well, we turn the ball over, X, Y, and Z. But it's a team sport, and you can be like, man, they turn the ball over, but can't you get some stops, generate some turnovers on your own? So you want to win the turnover battle. That's something we haven't done a lot this year. I think the Duke game, we won the turnover battle. Did we win it? I think we won it in Louisville. And I don't have my notes in front of me. Georgia Tech, we won it. We didn't cause any turnovers versus women, but you get my gist. We have to win the turnover battle, and this is one of the top teams in doing that. Time of possession, you got to be effective if you're going to dominate the time of possession. So that's what that boils down to. But their defense is good. Offense is very balanced, as you can see. They want to establish a line of scrimmage by being aggressive and running the football, but they will use their tight ends to keep your linebackers at bay. So you got to be smart in that, right? And that's all I got to say, man. Like, it's nothing I can say that is something that you guys haven't heard from previous previews, right? I will say this. I would rather us just be super aggressive and say, corners, y'all got to cover on the island. Like, you guys may have to cover on the island. And salute to Devontae Cross, man, from his Instagram post. Seems like that his playing career is over. So blessings to him. Definitely appreciate him for being so versatile and being the ultimate team player, even though a lot of people critiqued his game and said some things that they won't deem as harsh, but they feel like they're telling their truth. But at the end of the day, he was a demonstration of somebody being the ultimate team player. He came here as a quarterback. He played receiver. He played safety. He played corner. He played nickel. Anything the team needed him to do, he did that. And he may not have reached the levels or the heights that others felt he should have, but that should never be lost. He was very selfless. So salute to him for that. I told you guys this wasn't going to be a long episode. Definitely pressed for time, man. My schedule is all jacked up this week, but I'm not complaining. I definitely appreciate you guys taking time out of your day. Again, I don't know who's going to play at quarterback, but at the end of the day, you got to I'm worried about the defense more than the offense. Like, this is a game, regardless if Brennan is playing, if Brennan is not, we could just say, hey, if Brennan's playing, the defense still got to get stops, right? Hey, Brennan's not playing. Whole defense, you got to get some damn stops. So that's why I'm focused on our defense. They run 21 personnel. They run two tight ends, one running back. And their backs remind me of Wake Forest backs, where they're very patient and they're strong. So you can't have a lot of arm tackles versus this team. You really got to get a lot of hats to the ball. I know we have a three-man line that people hate. You have to bring up one of those outside backers, preferably the backer in the boundary, and make it a four-man front. And I want to see some of them A-dog stunts. We used to run with Micah Kaiser all the time and bring that heat, load the box up, bring Joey down, give that appearance of man-to-man, and make those quarterbacks feel like, oh, we got the one-on-one on the outside. And look, if you want, man, force them to throw bombs. Like, I could live with a team throwing against me all game, but I can't live with them, like, first of all, doing both, but I really dislike when a team just running all over me. I can't take it. I really can't. So that's all I got for y'all, man. Sorry again. Apologize for the rush and abbreviated episode. But make sure you continue to subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man, on any platform you listen to. That's iTunes, that's Spotify, and also Anchor.fm. If you want to support, and salute to everybody that's hit that support button and has supported the podcast, whether it's 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month, your contribution is very appreciated, man. Thank you for your time, as always. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let them tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to do. Come out to the Scott, 7:30, or watching on ABC. Regardless, go Hoos go. Ball Hawk, I'm out of here. Peace.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's Jean Lafitte.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.